Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be hearing us today. This is August Francis. I am the instructor for the Remnant Church Bible Institute. I'm chancellor and president. Bishop Dr. William Mackey is the Dean of Studies, and I would say in many cases, as far as the courses, he is the architect of Remnant Church Bible Institute, and we're glad to have you with us today. I would say to you to get involved with RCBI. I was considering some things, and I have in today's description, please enroll in the Remnant Church Bible Institute. We want to help you to become everything the Lord wants you to be. And then the Lord dropped something into my heart, and I typed it in here. Our desire is to be the school, in quotation marks, described in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. And I do put the caveat there, not sure what we mean by that. The explanation will come in a future broadcast. And I do intend to describe the school or give you information on the school that's described in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. That is a very, very important school. If you have been following us, we're talking about prayer. I can talk to God is the title of the chapter that we're dealing with in First Things First, the book by Russell Board. And he's dealing in the section, we're dealing with the section that he puts in that, let me see, the official title of it is, Are There Different Kinds of Prayer? And I just call it Types of Prayer. So you will know for reference, this is Types of Prayer number 3. This is a third teaching in the area of Types of Prayer. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our website, get to know more about RCBI at rcbi-edu.org. rcbi-edu.org. Or you can go to, you can email us at rcbi@outlook.com. And then, of course, you can call us at 409-234-5854. And then information also is on the Tell Them Outreach website at tellthemoutreach.org. The types of prayer we're going to discuss today are petition and intercession. These have to do with, I say, matters of the heart. Let's talk about petition, first of all. If you will allow me to read here from the book, yeah, under petition, it says, often we think of prayer as asking God for something. And I do want to say that many times that is what prayer is all about to a lot of people. Oh, you know, I got to ask God for this and ask God for that. And Father, give me this. And Father, give me that. And sometimes in, I know that we have need of things. Believe me, I have need of things. There are things that I ask the Lord for. But we cannot get so caught up in petition that that's the only thing that we pray. Nor can we be so shy about asking that we think it's not right at all to ask. There has to be a balance. There are some people, I have talked to people about situations in their lives, and I would say, and, you know, this hasn't happened for some time, but I would say, well, let's pray about it. And their response to me is has been, well, I haven't asked the Lord for things in the past because you know, I'm not really living right. So therefore, I'm not going to ask him for nothing now. And that is not the proper attitude. Petition is to ask the Lord for something, for some reason, whether it's a tangible thing, whether it's a circumstance, a situation, a job, or whatever it might be. Petitioning the Lord is quite in order. The asking God for things is called petitioning, and even though it's not the only kind of prayer, it is very important. And here's the deal. It's important to the Lord. One of the, in the prayer commonly known as the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 11, it states, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, daily bread is a phrase meaning the necessity, the things that I need today to survive. Lord, there are things I need today to survive. I have prayed when my car would act up. I pray and ask the Lord to you know, repair it, to fix it. And he has been faithful to do so. I have prayed in, you know, getting ready to go on a trip. I have prayed that the Lord would go before us, that he would keep the vehicle, no accidents, no injuries, no mechanical failures, no physical breakdowns, and he's kept us. And so petitioning is proper even for those things which seem to be the obvious. The Word of God does say that he knows what we have need of before we ask, but we are still to ask. Not only ask, but ask, seek, and knock. If we were translated, it would say ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking. Seek and continue to seek. Those are things that are part of our prayer life, or that need to be part of our prayer life. Asking the Lord for stuff. I ask the Lord for this area, this city, this region. I ask the Lord for Southeast Texas. I ask him for souls. This is proper, but that falls into and can lean into another item when it deals with prayer, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Also, it tells us to ask. The Bible tells us to ask so that we can be satisfied. In John chapter 16 and verse 24, it says, "Ask and receive that your joy may be full." It's talking about being satisfied, being happy, if you will, that, you know, you are receiving. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we just went through the Christmas season. There is a joy in receiving. And you know, nobody can deny that. When somebody gives you a gift that you have asked for, that you desire, there is a joy in you that is fulfilled. You know that you've received what you wanted, and you're happy about that. Now, you know, if you got a lump of coal in your stocking, well, that's a matter of attitude, and that's covered here in the scripture too, let me tell you that. But it is important to ask because the Lord wants to fulfill your joy. Now, there is a phrase that's used here in this teaching, and it says, "It is God's good pleasure to give to his children." And then it goes on to say, "Like any earthly parent." And I want to stop there with that phrase, "like any earthly parent." because actually this is backwards. Earthly parents give gifts and desire to give gifts because it is the nature of the Lord. We make it sound like it's the nature of the Lord because man does it. You know, like it says, like any earthly parent. No, we, like the Lord, have pleasure in giving gifts to our children. Now, why is that important? Why is saying that in reverse important? Because we need to realize who the Father God is. The Father God does not imitate us. We imitate him. Every good and every perfect gift, the scripture says, cometh from God, cometh from above, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That's what the scripture says. So if there is any good in the giving, it is because we are like God. It is not because God is like us. And that may seem a minor thing to you, but in these days when there is such confusion in many circles about who the Father God is and whether we were made in the image and likeness of God or whether God was made in the image and likeness of us, as some have said, it is important that we know that if there is any good thing that comes out of us, it is not because we are good people. It's because we are God people. And anyone who does not know the Lord, who seems to be kind, who seems to be merciful, who seems to have all those wonderful attributes, it is not because they mustered them up and have been able to give that kind of personality development, but because of the fact that the Lord has had influence on our lives, and on occasion we will do things as Jesus did them, as the Father God instructs us to do them, and we have to see that. Now, where I'm getting to with this, it says God sometimes has good reason to refuse the request of his children. He knows what is best for us. He also takes note of the motives behind our request. In James chapter 4 and verse number 3, James writes about the fact that we ask, but we don't receive. And the reason we don't receive is because we ask amiss, or we ask with the wrong aim in mind, that we have ulterior motives for the asking, or there's something that we want to do that we really, really don't want to do. We say we want to do it because of the benefits of it, but when you get right down to it, it's not something that we want to do. So there are times when the Lord knows exactly what we're asking for, and he says, no, you cannot have this. You cannot flow in that way. No, this one will not happen. No, this one will not be a part of your team. And that's the way that things go. And sometimes it's really hard for us to understand that our Father actually really does know what we might do. And because of that, he stops us so that we don't end up in trouble. That's petition. But now I want to talk to you about intercession. And intercession, well, let me read this. Intercession means praying to God on behalf of someone else. Now, that's a real simple definition. But intercession is when you pray what the Lord Jesus would pray if the Lord Jesus was physically here on this earth. In other words, to intercede. The Bible says in the Old Testament, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. Now, do you know what that means? That's intercession. And when you talk about that, you're saying, when you say, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, that is person number one saying, don't hurt this other person because I'm standing between them and you. Don't destroy, don't hurt, don't heal, don't neglect to heal. These are all things that take place that people don't even realize when it comes to intercession. Intercession is touching the heart of the Father God. Intercession is going in where nobody else wants to go in. It's not a day trip to a spa. That's not intercession. It's not sitting over in the corner and twirling your hair and your fingers and sucking on the bottoms of the hair, just looking very relaxed and having a good time basking in the sun and saying, oh, yeah, Lord, by the way, touch Mary. No. Intercession is when you begin to feel what the Lord wants to pray for another person. You're standing in the gap. You know, I'm standing between the devil and someone, and I don't want them to go to hell. Guess what's going to happen? The devil's going to try to attack so much to remove that covering of prayer from that person. Well, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that you'd better be ready in your spirit. If you're going to begin to intercede for somebody, you'd better be ready in your spirit to deal with the pain of prayer. Now, not every person who intercedes is an intercessor. You can intercede and walk away and say, okay, I've prayed, I've put this person between, you know, I've gotten in front of this person so that anything that comes against them will come against my prayers first. No, it's not just a matter of coming against your prayers. It's a matter sometimes of Satan coming against you because you are the threat. Writing down papers and tossing, you know, prayers on paper and tossing them somewhere, that may work in some circumstances, but the real fact is that the devil wants to destroy you for interceding because you're coming between him and allegedly his food, if you will. It is important that we realize that going to the Lord in intercession involves finding the will and the purpose of God for that person's life and seeking the face of the Lord so that that person will fulfill what God has called them to do. And sometimes that's a difficult situation. Sometimes that hurts. Sometimes that makes you uncomfortable. So petition and intercession are two important factors when it comes down to seeking the face of God. On our next lesson, we're going to deal with the subject of confession. That clears the path for us to be able to do the proper type of prayer. It clears the path, getting those things away from us that are not like him. Well, I trust that you will take this information on petitioning and intercession to heart, and that you will pray and petition the Lord for things that matter, not for junk, but for things that matter. For needs, yes, even for some wants. But the issue is with petition is that prayer can move things. Prayer can get things out of the way. Prayer can remove obstacles. Don't waste your prayer time on a brand new pair of roller skates because somebody else got the brand new key. Take your time. Seek the face of God. Find out in your spirit, what do we need to see happen? What do I need to see happen in my city? What do I need to see happen in my state, in my nation, in the world? Lord, what needs to happen? And you drop in that into my heart, and I will pray. Intercession, same thing, except it gets more personal. It gets to wrestling. It gets to being painful, dealing with the things based on how does the Lord look at them? What do we need to pray? What do we need to say? How do we need to approach the situation? Do we go with the sword of the Spirit or we go with the Lamb of God? What do we do? We must understand the ministry of prayer. We must understand the ministry of prayer. There are people who are waiting for us to pray, waiting for us to seek the face of God. My question to you is, will you do it? Will you do it? Will you actually seek the face of God for the needs of others? Will you actually petition the Lord for things that you need to accomplish His goal for your life? Take the time to seek His face. Thank you for being with us today on this program. And I ask you to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Ask Him what He wants you to do. And then as Mary told the people at the wedding feast of Cana, whatsoever He has commanded you to do, do it. We'll talk to you the next time.